Welcome and good night to my friends and Mr. Po about Week 10 podcast. I would like to share my online learning journey. How is it going so far for me? Share my own thoughts. Okay. First of all, we start our online learning during mid-sem. For certain subjects such as biomech, our faculty subject, FSSK. My first time try online journey is by using Google Meet. Google Meet is an application or software that allows you to have a video call around 250 people at once. So my first try is on my handphone at college. It is good, convenient, but if it have a certain issue, such as if you talk, if all of you talk, for example, in one class, all of you talk, so it will be difficult for our lecturers to know who is talking and what we were talking about. Then I'm going home and start online journey after Raya. Online journey after Raya, we start our class according to the timetable given by timetable that we already arranged at early of the semester. My timetable start from Monday to Thursday. The most packed day for me is Monday because I have four subjects, which is my class start at 8 a.m. until 6 p.m. And during online learning, my class end a little bit early, around 4 or 5 p.m. Okay, the reality for Malaysia's university students, online learning challenge. Okay, after few weeks of online learning and now I'm in week 10, I feel like online learning has so many challenges and also give the student stress. I'm in a stress mode for all the times, given the workload is more than it should, because we don't have final exam, so lecturers giving so much work. And I have to think about do the laundry, cooking for my family, because all of my siblings, father and mother, go to work and school, so it's only me who just can cook at the house. And also after more than 2 months of university, staying shut with lesson, and then we start the online learning. For me, this is the most difficult moment during my degree life and also diploma. I have studied diploma and now in degree. I've already finished my diploma and also now I'm in semester 3, but this semester was the hardest, was the toughest for me ever. In theory, not having physical classes and activities on campus seems ideal, as the risk to exposure and spreading of COVID-19 can be reduced with avoidance crowd. But then, what is the experience in reality? Okay. First of all, I think about the internet coverage. Before online learning, I was only buy data to have a class and so on, but then my father had to buy the Wi-Fi for me to be able to stay online all the time, because my house has not have a good or enough coverage, because I am using U-Mobile, so U-Mobile is always trouble. Then for me, online learning is more to self-learning, which is student can absent from online class and use poor internet problem as an excuse. So maybe some of people really have difficulties to accessing the internet, but online learning will reduce the efficiency of learning compared to face-to-face. So, for me, in my opinion, total opinion, online learning is not flexible as the face-to-face class, and it also not efficient as the face-to-face class. And I would like to prefer to have a face-to-face class. I really want to go back to UPSI and meet with lecturers and friends. Then I staying at home, do the online learning. Okay, that's all for me. Thank you.